We'll have more interviews coming up with different specialists from around the state, but we'll talk. We couldn't fit all eight of our destinations. And actually, the next one we're going to talk about, there's three destinations in one. So technically, we would have had 10 different interviews, and that's just way too much for a 60-minute program. Is college campuses, starting with NAU, since we were in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
The three major universities all have arboretums on site, and there's probably more than that. I know Mesa Community College has the Rose Garden, and you know, a lot of these different places could probably be, you know, that I missed on this list. But Romy and college campuses are not any two terms that are synonymous with each other.
Well, the campuses have come a long ways from where they were back when I was on campus. I'll tell you that. I mean, ASU was nothing but a couple cacti and African sumacs in raised planters. That was the entire ASU campus. And, you know, it's turned into something really beautiful. So we're talking about places you can go and see landscaping installed for yourself to try and begin to envision what's possible on your own property. So we had Gail Nance from Flagstaff Arboretum on just the last segment. If you haven't been there, go check it out. We talked about the Carefree Sundial Gardens. They're absolutely gorgeous. Now we're talking about the college campuses.
And you can jump over from the Arboretum to the Flagstaff campus. That's real easy to find right in town. All of these campuses will have different tours, and they've got a variety of spruce, figs, aspens, cottonwoods, pines, junipers on the NAU campus. And the Arizona Community Tree Council has even held their annual tree climbing event on that campus before. We broadcasted live there when it was in, I'm going to say, 2016. And it's one of those places that the NAU campus itself, they've done a real good job with the historic architecture, and that in the mountain setting with the pines is a very,
and they have the
very
nice,
impressive display.
And they take their specimen trees on that property, and they put placards there and let you know what that tree is. So that's a great way. I mean,
cruise
it's
around
right
and take
there.
Your notes.
Yeah, cruise around. Take pictures. Take notes.
Moving south to ASU, the entire Tempe campus of ASU is listed as an arboretum, and they give tours there constantly. A lot of the varieties you see there, pecan, olive, citrus, apple, peach. When the tour day trees, it's an annual event that the Arizona State Forestry Service puts on, where you can go tour the types and variety of trees that are available, has held the last couple events at the ASU campus, and they'll have a specialist at each different type of tree talking about it, so you can walk around and learn about this type of tree or that type of tree. And but if you're not waiting for the Tour Day Trees event, on our website at our blog, the 8 sites and gardens to see before you start your own landscape, you can find a link there to all these and find out when they're giving the tours. And then you move south and you've got U of A campus, which has a lot of the Arizona registered big trees. So you've got some monster, but there's a term that the Arizona Forestry, there's
heritage tree?
Heritage tree that was already growing before Arizona came a state.
Yeah. And they've got a collection of them.
A lot of those big trees are heritage trees as well. Man, if they could talk, what stories they could tell.
Oh, man. Isn't that the truth?
My life at 100 years on a college campus.
And I would tell you when, yeah, right.
The stories
Oops.
It could tell.
And when you're walking these different properties that we're bringing up to y'all today, take your camera. And don't just look at it like, do I like that plant or this plant? Look at how they're laid into the landscaping and the entire scheme that was used in the design of the layout. And you'll see subtle little nuances about what really looks good And it's the layering of the plants and the hardscaping. And then if you want another whole different treat, I mean, you'll be at exactly the same place, but it'll be a completely different experience, is go in the evening and take a look at how it is lit and the different impact that can make on the way things are laid out and all the different ways that you can create shadows that just add whole new dimensions to entire landscaped areas. So those are all great places. These are all great places. And when we get back, we're going to bring somebody in from
the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Fantastic.